From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. The New York Times reports U.S. President Donald Trump told Russian officials in the Oval Office earlier this month that he had just fired FBI Director James Comey. The Times quoted a document read to the Times by a U.S. official. The document quoted Trump as saying, "I just fired the head of the FBI. He was a crazy, a real nut job," end quote. According to the document, Trump went on to say, quote, "I faced great pressure because of Russia. That's taken off," end quote. On Thursday, the Times cited a friend of Comey's, saying Comey was uneasy with the president's friendly overtures and struggled to maintain a professional boundary. The Times cited Benjamin Weitz, a senior fellow with the Brookings Institution and frequent Trump critic, as saying Comey felt the contacts by Trump were inappropriate and that the now former agency chief didn't want to be friendly with the president. The White House, in response to Washington Post and New York Times stories, says Comey's grandstanding and politicizing of Russia probes hurt diplomatic efforts with Moscow. Voting in Iran's presidential election ended late Friday night. State television said results are not expected until Saturday. Reports tell of a strong turnout in an unexpectedly tight race. More than 60,000 polling stations operated around the country to serve Iran's 56 million eligible voters. President Hassan Rouhani could face a strong challenge from conservatives who have blasted his handling of Iran's economy and the nuclear deal he signed with the West. Political analysts say that Rouhani is the favored candidate, and the prediction is based on a small amount of data available. He also has history on his side, as every incumbent has won re-election since 1981. This is VOA. United States President Donald Trump begins his first international trip as president Friday. Stops on the upcoming trip include Saudi Arabia, Israel, and the Vatican, places sacred to all three of the world's major religions. VOA's Pete Hyland shares why the president chose Saudi Arabia as his first destination.
During the 2016 campaign, Donald Trump complained about Saudi Arabia, his threat to halt Muslim immigration, and his temporary ban on travel from some Muslim countries opened him up to charges of Islamophobia. Now, however, he's chosen Riyadh as the symbolic first stop on his first overseas tour.
Saudi Arabia is the custodian of the two holiest sites in Islam, and it is there that we will begin to construct a new foundation of cooperation and support with our Muslim allies to combat extremism, terrorism, and violence.
For Trump, this is a chance to counter his anti-Muslim image. In Riyadh, he'll receive a grand welcome from some 50 kings, emirs, and presidents of Muslim countries, and he'll deliver a message that the United States will stand with them against what they see as the hostile power in the region, Iran. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, The White House.
Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte said Friday that his Chinese counterpart, Xi Jinping, had warned him that Beijing would go to war if Manila tried to enforce an arbitration ruling and drill for oil in a disputed part of the South China Sea. Duterte recounted the exchange at a meeting in Davao.
"We want to maintain the present warm relationship, but if you force the issue, we'll go to war."
Duterte said that he had discussed the issue with Xi on Monday while in Beijing. Duterte has long expressed his admiration for Xi and said he would raise the arbitration ruling with him eventually, but needed first to strengthen bilateral relations, which the Philippines is hoping will yield billions of dollars in Chinese loans and infrastructure investments. His remarks came on the day that China and the Philippines held the first meeting in a two-way consultation process on the South China Sea. Syria is condemning a U.S.-led coalition attack on a government military position that Syrian officials say killed several people and caused material damage. Russia, a close ally of the Syrian government, called the airstrikes against the government military position unacceptable. Tensions in the area have escalated as Syrian government forces and U.S.-backed Syrian forces fight closer to each other. Both forces have said they are trying to push Islamic State fighters out of the area. In Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.